Gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call of DCW Limited, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of DCW Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Satvik Jain, President of DCW Limited, Mr. Amitabh Gupta, CEO, Mr. Sudarshan Ganpati, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Pradeepta Mukherjee, Chief Financial Officer. Without any delay, I request Mr. Satvik Jain to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fourth quarter and financial year ending 2023 earnings call of DCW Limited. I'm happy to announce that DCW has achieved some major milestones this financial year. Most importantly, the company has clocked its highest ever annual revenue, highest ever EBITDA, and highest ever net profit. Due to the company's integrated operations, we have a healthy balance between commodity and specialty chemicals, which create a natural hedge against volatilities of the commodity cycle and safeguard the sustainability of our margins. Our absolute EBITDA grew by 32% year-on-year in FY23, with EBITDA margins improving from around 13% in the last year to north of 16% in FY23. Our net profit has also seen a significant growth by 79% year-on-year. Our consistent improved performance has resulted in three rating upgrades in the last 18 months, which now stands at an A, which is another high for the year. This financial year, there has been a structural shift in our finance costs with a reduction to sub 10% from north of 17% with the refinance of our high-cost debt. The benefit of this can be seen from our Q3 and Q4 numbers. Now coming to the segmental business performance and outlook. As you may know, the company has taken various strategic measures over the years to integrate its operations and also focus more towards specialty high-margin products, which de-risks the company from volatilities in the commodity cycle. This has helped the company post a decent growth in overall revenues in FY23, but more importantly, improved our margin profile and ultimately our profitability. On the specialty chemical segment, in Q4 FY23, we witnessed a sharp decline of 19% year-on-year in the net realizations of CPVC, while EBITDA margins improved to 39% due to lower PVC prices. CPVC demand continues to remain strong and growing in double digits, with more and more penetration of CPVC pipes in lower tier cities and rural India. We expect the demand to remain strong. For SIOP, revenues and margins are consistently increasing over the quarters, with Q4 FY23 capacity utilization increasing to around 80% and EBITDA margins of around 39%. we have emerged as not only the largest Indian player in SIOP, but one of Asia's largest. With strong growth outlook for the paint sector due to high capacity additions, we expect to grow our domestic pie significantly. Our exports are also growing at a good pace. Currently, we have a strong U.S. presence catering to two of the largest consumers of SIOP. Recently, we participated in the European Coating Show and are hopeful of expanding our footprint in the European market as well in the near future. For the financial year ending 23, our specialty chemicals segment contributed around 27% to our overall EBITDA. Moving on to the commodity chemicals segment, caustic soda prices show a sharp decline of 37% quarter-on-quarter and 14% year-on-year. And synthetic rutile prices have also declined by 31% quarter-on-quarter. We believe that the prices have mostly bottomed out, and going forward we may see some recovery, especially as China's domestic market and domestic demand improves. The prices of the major cost driver, which is coal, have corrected by about 10 to 15%, and we feel that further reduction is expected. The demand growth for caustic soda is expected to be around 5 to 5.5% CAGR in the coming years, with the alumina sector being the major demand driver, while textile sector is recovering and expected to normalize. We also expect other sectors like soaps, dyestuffs, etc., to also normalize going forward. In PVC now, the demand has recovered fully to pre-COVID levels, and the lower PVC prices have resulted in significant demand surge with the end users. As PVC is an infrastructure polymer, we expect the demand to be very strong. However, import surge of substandard PVC from China continues to put pressure on PVC prices, where prices declined by 24% on year-on-year basis, but now shown marginal improvement on a quarter-on-quarter basis. We expect that with China's domestic demand improving, the export pressure from China should reduce going forward. We have started FY24 with both caustic soda and PVC realizations being on the lower end of the spectrum, unlike FY23, where we started on a high. Lastly, coming to soda ash, demand-supply situation was by and large balanced, which led to an overall improvement of our EBITDA margins in Q4 FY23 and year-on-year basis. Going forward, the outlook continues to remain positive due to improvements in economic activity and demand increases across all its applications. As mentioned at our last interaction, we continue to invest in specialty chemicals that will further strengthen our portfolio. Our two projects, which had been announced, the additional 10,000 tons of CPVC and line balancing capex on SIOP are underway. The progress is being monitored closely, and efforts are on to fast-track the completion. We are hoping for a completion sometime in quarter two of this year, with capacities ramping up from Q3 onwards. This earlier than anticipated completion will help us move on to our next phase of growth sooner than later. We shall continue our focus on enhancing operational excellence, executing expansion projects, and implementing growth initiatives focused on digitalization, sustainable transformation, and value creation for our stakeholders. With that, I now request our CFO, Mr. Pradeepto Mukherjee, to brief you on our financial performance. Over to you, Pradeepto.
Thank you, Satvik. Good evening, everyone. I'd just like to take you through the financial performance of the company. We'll start with quarter four numbers. The revenue for quarter four for the company stood at 588 crores, more or less flat in line with quarter three, which clocked at 579 crores. This quarter, we saw a significant price correction in caustic soda and our SR. Despite that, the company was able to beat its quarter three top line, and that was predominantly because of higher volumes from across the segments. Caustic and SR typically was significantly high, as well as our soda ash business. PVC also saw increased volume, and the good part was that the prices correction, which was continuing till quarter three, had bottomed out, and we saw some elevation in the prices. Going to the EBITDA of the company, the quarter four EBITDA from operations came at 104 crores, which again remained flat, more or less flat in line with quarter three numbers. The margin was maintained at 18%. While the caustic division, there was a significant reduction in EBITDA because of the price corrections, as earlier mentioned. However, the PVC business, for the first time in this fiscal, showed a profit of around 23 crores, predominantly because of volume increase and price stabilization. And also the strategic procurement move, which was taken in quarter three for our VCM purchase, which was earlier mentioned in the Q3 earnings call. Soda ash remained consistent. The performance of soda ash remained consistent across the quarters. And more or less, we could clock the same EBITDA as we had done for last quarter. Now, if we do this analysis on a year-on-year basis, compared to last year, our revenues were down by 119 crores, which is roughly a 20% down from 707 crores. While the volumes across the segments more or less remained the same, this was predominantly due to the PVC prices down by 34% and caustic soda prices down by 14%. It's important to mention here that the PVC and the caustic are our major revenue drivers, and a price fall in these two segments have hurt us in the top line. In the performance so far as the EBITDA is concerned, we had shown an improved EBITDA of 104 crores vis-a-vis 100 crores what we did last year, quarter four. That was predominantly because of the soda ash division for quarter four this year doing much better than last year, both in terms of volume and efficiency. SIOP division continuously sees growth in terms of volumes of production and sales, and that were the two contributors on a year-on-year basis, which drove the bottom line. However, the PVC prices has fallen from last year to this year was a dragger on a comparative basis on the EBITDA. The margin for quarter four, as I told, this year was at 18%, and compared to last year, the margin was around 14%. Interest costs, as Satvik has already mentioned, post the refinancing done in September 22, quarter three demonstrated a sharp decrease in finance cost, which got further reduced in quarter four. Now, briefly to touch upon the annual numbers. The annual revenues for the company stood at 2,625 crores, the highest ever, which was a 7% increase over last year. The EBITDA from operations stood at 434 crores, again highest ever, which was a 34% increase over the last fiscal, where we clocked 331 crores. For the year as a whole, caustic, soda ash, and SIOP divisions were the major, divisions driving our EBITDA or the bottom line, while PVC was a reverse turnaround because of the pricing pressures which we witnessed. So the entity level margin got expanded from 13% to 17% for the year as a whole. The PAT had shown an increase of 79% compared to last year. Now, if I run through the balance sheet a bit, the current ratios have significantly improved to 1.38 from 1.02, which we closed last year in March, with a comfortable cash balance in the balance sheet. We've also been able to considerably deleverage our balance sheet. The debt-to-equity ratio has come down below 0.5, which was around 0.7 end of last fiscal. The net debt to EBITDA had reduced to 0.76 from 1.33, which was there last year. The ROCE also saw an expansion, and the ROCE for the year FY23 stood at 22% vis-a-vis 17% last year. Additionally, as Satvik mentioned, to reiterate, the cost of borrowings have come down to sub 10% from H2 onwards from our previous cost of 17%. With this, I would request the members to ask any questions or clarifications there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, if you could give an update on this increasing capital work in progress. So you did mention about the increase in capacity, in fact, doubling of capacity for CPVC and some debottlenecking for SIOP. So how much have we spent as on 31st March, and what does this 59 crore capital work in progress stand?
So, hi, this is Pradipto. So we mentioned, when we mentioned our capex for both our CPVC and SIOP, we indicated a number of 125 crores. If you see our balance sheet, we would have spent around 60 crores as on 31st of March, and I mean we feel that 70% of the work is done, and we anticipate there could be some savings in what we had guided at the beginning when we started the project.
And the implementation would be in the H2 only, sir?
So as per our announcement and the communication which we sent out earlier, the volumes were expected to come from H2 onwards. We have been monitoring the progress, as Satvik has also told, and we anticipate the volumes for CPVC to start dropping somewhere from quarter two itself, which is an improved timeline to our initial assessment. And so far as SIOP is concerned, while production, since it's a debottlenecking capex, productions we will see gradually ramping up in quarter one also. But the full benefit of SIOP we anticipate to be witnessed in from quarter three onwards.
Just one more question on SIOP and CPVC, and then I'll come to costing. So, sir, taking into account the improved performance what we have seen for the March quarter, how should we paint the picture going ahead? Should these line items would be linear in terms of the top line and bottom line, or they are also subject to the vagaries of the market, just like our commodity chemicals?
So, if you compare when we got into FY23, at the early 23, the prices of commodities were typically on the rise. When we are getting in this year for FY24, the prices of commodities have come down. We expect that the prices to bottom out here, and the additional volumes in terms of CPVC and SIOP to come from quarter two and quarter three respectively.
No, sir. I was just trying to get some sense on the bottom line impact in terms of these two segments. The profits which we have posted for SIOP and CPVC for quarter four, what's the nature of these profits? Are these profits, one can look at it on an annualized level also, depending upon our order booking?
For SIOP and CPVC, our margins has been north of 35%, and we expect that the margins to be maintained at that level, even on the increased volumes.
Now, coming to the caustic and the soda ash part, sir, as very rightly mentioned, it was soda ash, and I think so the revision in the contract prices that resulted in the second half posting very good set of numbers for the soda ash segment. So if you could give us some more outlook, I think so the soda ash major did went for a price revision downwards in the month of April, and also looking at what the fillers from the Inner Mongolian capacity coming up, what can you share on in terms of about the soda ash pricing going ahead?
So I think on the business update, I'll request Mr. Amitabh Gupta, CEO, to give you more detail on this. Just hold on.
Good afternoon, everybody. Amitabh Gupta here. So this is a question about soda ash. You see, India is a net importer of soda ash. We produce estimate our production falls short by almost 1 million tons, and about 7-8 lakh tons of soda ash is imported every year in the country. Now, your second thing was production starting in Mongolia. Well, that product will find very difficulty to get into the Indian market because of the logistics, number one. And the markets were a bit subdued because of the China economy being not in a good shape, which has started picking up. Now, when you were talking about the price connection during the April, well, basically, it was the costing, the cost of soda ash, our various raw materials costs have gone down. And that was the reason, and the international market, which instrumental in bringing down these prices. But I don't think it has affected our margins at all. Okay?
So just to summarize, the demand is intact, and it is only the impact of the lower RM, especially the coal prices, that is the reason for the revision.
That's true. Okay?
Okay. Okay, sir. And for the caustic, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kapoor. I would request you to rejoin.
Okay, ma'am. If you could just give some more color on caustic soda, and then I'll come in there.
You see, caustic soda, again, today we are going through a very funny situation where both caustic soda and chlorine, they are down. Now, caustic soda, basically what has happened, I think, about 5-6 months back, there was a huge spurt in demand from Europe, and people did extra buying in Europe thinking that the energy cost will remain very, very high. Maybe the local production will not be there, and the result is they are overstocked. So there is no buying coming from Europe at all, and I don't think it will be there for the next month or two, or maybe 3 months. The cost of caustic soda is again coming down because the major driver is coal prices, basically the energy cost. So, of course, margins are absolutely wafer thin today, but the prices which we saw in the third quarter were not very realistic prices, if you ask me. These were the panic buying from the European countries, which created these sort of prices. So, frankly, we cannot compare the prices with the prices at that time. Okay?
Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I have just two questions. What was the kind of demand in the quarter for the CPVC and post-March, what was the demand for the CPVC? And the second question is, going forward, how do you see the realization trajectory for the CPVC?
So, Darshan, maybe you can take this question.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I will take this question. CPVC demand is growing at over 12 to 13% on a year-on-year basis, and FY23 the demand in our estimate was close to 200,000 tons, and it is expected to grow to maybe 220 to 230,000 tons in the coming year. So we don't foresee any issues in placing this additional capacity coming, because with the domestic production, as we talk, is not more than 30-40,000 tons, and rest are all only met by imports. So that will take, I think that takes care of the question of the demand. Now, coming on the price realization, PVC, the major raw material is PVC resin. So whatever correction we have seen on the CPVC is purely on account of the correction in the PVC prices. And going forward, even though CPVC is a specialty, you cannot have a unrealistic delta between the PVC and the CPVC prices. So CPVC prices will catch up based on the PVC price, but not on a month-on-month basis. There will be some correction happening on a quarterly basis. So if you see in the FY22, when PVC prices went up to $1,500, CPVC prices did not go beyond $2,000, $2,000 or $2,100. So now that the prices of PVC has come to sub $900, the CPVC prices are in the range of $1,800. So when the PVC prices fall, it helps us to improve our bottom line. So we hope that if PVC prices are going to be at this current levels, it will help us in maintaining our bottom line for CPVC.
Okay. So just one question. I just forgot the number. What will be the capacity of CPVC total in India, domestic capacity?
Totaling in India, based on the announced capacity, as of date, we are at 10, which we will go to 20 in the short span, and Make Money has got an announced capacity of 30,000 tons. So totally, okay, 40 to 50,000 tons is the domestic capacity.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKT Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and congratulations on very fine set of numbers announced by you. The entire team at DCW deserves a lot of congratulations and respect for these kind of operations. So am I audible? So I begin, sir?
Yes, please.
Sir, and now I want to know what measures we are taking for reducing our energy consumption in all the sectors of our production facilities, one. And secondly, how do we plan to reduce the cost of energy by, you know, setting up some solar plant or something like that? So this is the first question I want to know from you, sir. Energy savings and reducing the cost of energy. What measures were taken in the last year and what more we are taking, sir?
Right. So, firstly, thank you for your kind words. As far as the energy costs, energy consumption goes, there have been certain maintenances which have been undertaken at the plants, primarily in caustic soda division, which has overall reduced our consumption over there and has overall reduced the cost per ton of power for caustic soda. Going forward, what we are looking at in terms of overall reducing the, you know, the price for energy, I think we had mentioned during our last call as well, we are evaluating certain options of renewable energy for our Saupram complex, both from the ESG perspective, as we are trying to reduce our carbon footprint and want to reduce our coal consumption, and also will indirectly help our significant saving in power cost.
So that is a project which is being evaluated, and hopefully soon, you know, as we conclude it, we will communicate the details of the same.
I also remember, sir, last time you said that you are planning to do some solar energy installation.
Yes.
So, but no, no.
It's not not concluded as of not concluded yet.
My second question is regarding the net debt as on 31st March in the books, including working capital. If I can get one figure from sir.
Yes, Pradipta, you can take that.
So the gross debt of the company stands at 504 crores, and we have cash balances of around 160 crores. So it would be 340 crores of net debt, net of cash. When we say 504 crores, it's term lending. We also have around 300 crores odd in working capital lending in form of LC, non-fund based, which are off balance sheet item and which are demonstrated in our creditors' balance.
Right, sir. And now the second question is that out of this, you know, 160 crores in cash, how much will be spent during this year as capital expenditure, and how much we intend to repay?
So we don't intend to repay any amount, sir. So let me give you certain numbers. So, typically our debt for the company from last year to this year has come down by 50-odd crores. So 550 crores to 500 crores. Our natural repayment planned is 124 crores for this fiscal.
Okay.
So, and our EBITDA is around 440 crores. So if we manage to repeat our performance of this year as a bare minimum, then our debt EBITDA goes down. Even the gross debt EBITDA goes down below one.
Right.
Secondly, is that today, previously I understand when the questions were coming on the debts, and for us as the management also, we were worried because the cost of borrowing, so the cost of the funds were as high as 17%. But today, if you see, by the end of this year, the cost of debt has gone down to sub 10%. My returns on capital employed is 22%. So basically, on the 500 crores, the 13% of solid spread is going to the equity shareholders.
Right, sir.
Right? And with the cash in the balance sheet, we are trying to... That's a war chest which is being maintained. We are trying to ensure, fast tracking of our project, which is undertaken now. And somewhere, once we complete these two projects, the strategy team is working on the next project for the growth driver for FY25. We will take a decision as to whether we repay the debt at that point in time, depending upon the total capex requirement, or we fund the next capex as well from our internal accrual.
My only last question is regarding the total capex as already planned today, which will be spent, you know, during this year. One amount I want to know, sir. How much?
So on the announced capex, I can give you, sir, the number on the announced capex. The announced capex was around 125 crores. So let's assume we anticipate there would be some savings on the capital cost, what we anticipated. But having said that, we reached to 125 as well. We have to do a balance capex of around 60 odd crores to complete the announced capexes. We normally have 30-40 crores of routine capexes.
Right.
So, for the announced capex and our routine capex, roughly we should be spending around 100 crores.
Okay, sir. And one fine thing, sir, that is it possible for you to give production and sold quantities physically every month on BSC, you know, either on by 7th or 6th, you know, if you can.
I think that's not a mandate, so we will only follow.
No. That will give us an insight, sir. We can
give such insights based on specific requests from the investors, but
I'm not very sure about it. I'm not saying straight away
do it. Kindly consider this, because that will give a lot of insight to all the investing community about the company, that how the progresses are being made that way. Yeah. As I mentioned, companies are announcing, you know, if they reduce the price of certain products, they give announcement on BSE also that we have reduced the prices or we have reduced the prices. So if
so, we will find the mechanism, sir, to keep our investor posted.
That's the request only. If thought suitable, you know, from all angles, then it can be thought of. And thank you very much, sir. And to all the very best, sir. Salutation for all the good work that all of you are doing, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimesh from Desero. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Is my voice audible?
Yes. Please proceed.
Yeah. I'll just push three questions and, you know, management are free to answer in any order they wish to. The first is a micro question is that what are the current PVC-VCM spreads the company is fetching at this point of time, and what were the highs? If management can guide us through the 2 years lows and highs of VCM spread and current VCM spreads the company is fetching at this point of time. Second question will be on the CPVC, and as we understand that our competitors has also put up the capacities. Are we seeing any headwind on that front, or are we puts us on a more stronger ground that, you know, our product is far more superior than our competitor, and we may put some higher realizations than what the competitor is fetching at this point of time. And the third will be a bit of a medium term question. Historically, we have been guiding that we want to move towards 50-50 profile of specialty and commodity chemicals. We have already clocked in 440 crores of EBITDA. Another 10,000 tons of CPVC will add another $20 million. That's around close to, say, 50-odd crores of EBITDA in coming year. And so that will push us to 500 crores of EBITDA. Are we seeing that growth manageable any kind of a number we would try, we can use for a modeling purpose, wherein, say, FY24 kind of an EBITDA number we are working with? That's it from our side. Thanks.
Sudarshan, you can take on
For your first question on the VCM PVC spread, I don't know whether you have covered our earlier calls. You see, FY21 and FY22, predominantly the spread was historically at higher number, purely based on the import parity pricing, because the PVC prices, international prices, surged because of the multi-fold increase in the logistic cost. The freight, normal freight, which was at $30-$40, went up to $400, which resulted in a higher landed cost of PVC. And since our raw materials are all on a time charter basis, on a bulk shipment basis, we were less impacted on the freight. So most of the last 2 years before the preceding financial year, the VCM PVC spread was consistently above $300, which is again an artificially higher spread, not sustainable.
Got
so
it.
As we moved towards the last financial year, the prices started correcting because two things happened. One is the logistic, the container freight rates started getting moderated. And there has been an increase in availability of PVC from China and other countries. So this started correction in the PVC price, and as a result, the VCM PVC spread started coming down. And as explained in our earlier calls, there was an inventory lag of M-1 because we usually get the VCM on a previous month's price, and the PVC was we were correcting the PVC prices because they were falling in an accelerated mode. So we were consistently hitting a lower spread, which was many times even lower than $120-$130 because of the 1 month lag. Then in the month of November, when the prices were there was no sign of any prices getting corrected, we took a strategic call to take a pause on the VCM sourcing, and that helped us to some extent leverage the VCM PVC delta. As a result, in the quarter four, we could post 24 crores of profit in the PVC business. Having said that, as we talk now, the VCM PVC spread is in the range of $175-$180. I think this would be the ideal spread going forward. We don't expect the spread to remain large. So I think at $180 spread, if you add the duties at both ends, we are close to $225-$230 as the overall gross spread between the raw material and the finished product. I think that is what we normally take in our budgeting for the PVC profitability. Then coming to the next point on CPVC, I believe everybody has got their own pluses and minuses, and we just cannot comment on the quality or other thing about our competitors. As far as we are concerned, we have a first mover advantage, and we have the product well established with all our anchor customers. And we hope that going forward, even we will not have any issues in ramping up our production from the new plant and getting the product approved by our customers. Coming to the third point, I think I will ask Mr. Pradipto to give you an answer. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Could you please repeat the third question for a minute, please? Hello.
I'm sorry. Sir, the participant has left the queue. We will move on to the next question.
I think the question was more on what could be, CPVC's profits added up to the next year. So, first of all, our CPVC profits from additional 10,000 tons would roughly give a number which correctly mentioned was around 50 crores. But for the year FY24, since we'll be availing three quarters at best of our production and sales, the number would be lower. On an annualized level from next year onwards, we obviously would see that spread. Now, whatever numbers we have achieved this year are combinations of factors of price, average prices for the whole year across our five.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been disconnected. I would request you to stay connected while we try to reconnect the management's line. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. The line for the management has been reconnected. Over to you, sir.
So, as I was saying, that if the average prices what we've achieved this year are repeated next year, we would have the profits also repeated, added for the additional capacities and the profits therefrom. Having said that, we've done almost maxed out the capacity this year for all our existing products. Our objective internally is to keep our capacities entirely sweated out and get the capacities, additional capacities on board as fast as possible. Prices and profits will be the function of, the markets and the demand supply.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Lalit Wadhwa from Prospering Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and wonderful results produced by the company. I'm happy. Sir, I wanted to know about this inventory turnover cycle. So inventory days have gone up from 63 days to 97 days as compared to the previous year. So, and so is the value of the inventory I can see in the current assets from 247 crore to 345 crore. So what is the reason of increase in this inventory value? Are we not able to sell?
No. So typically, as I told, we have maxed out our capacity, whatever capacities are available with us, more or less across segments, we are utilizing the capacity. There has been certain purchases. See, when we came into FY22 and you compare our numbers, inventory numbers this year versus last year, it would not be a fair comparison, because historically we have been keeping inventories for salt and inventories for our limestones and mined supplies at a higher level. Since we got into a financial crunch somewhere, in FY 2021, and we were gradually coming out, so we were keeping inventory subpar, and now we have come back to the inventory levels which we were maintaining for our commodity business somewhere 3-4 years back. And that's more or less comfortable for us. It would not increase most likely from here on. But again, there are seasonal factors where you see March, April, May, our inventories goes up because it is followed by rainy season where the mining activities get stopped. So we prefer to, build up inventories pre-monsoon.
Sir, this inventory, so what is the proportion of finished goods and the raw material?
I think you dropped this question. We will get back to you. I think there would be a good amount of inventory also in FG, but predominantly the increase in inventory, what you see, is from our mined raw materials, as I explained, where we are comfortable maintaining a higher inventory pre-monsoon.
Okay. So the major increase would have been in the raw material inventories.
Yes, so soda ash, PVC, CPVC, we don't have inventories. SIOP inventories have gone up a bit because of the production catching up and the sales of those inventories follow with a lag. So there would be some amount of HG inventory increase in SIOP. But predominantly, it is the raw material inventories which would have gone up.
So last month, sir, we heard the news that Tata Chemicals said they will reduce the soda ash prices by 3.5%. So
yes.
Now, in line with the competitive strategy, you will also have to fall in line. So do you think you'll be able to maintain the similar margin?
I think yes, because I think as Mr. Amitabh Gupta has also mentioned, there is prices of coal which are coming down. There is prices of coke, which is one of our raw material which is coming down. Ammonia is coming down. So eventually, if we produce into the market at the prices which has been indicated and followed in the market, I think the margin would remain maintained. However, there would be some lag effect that we have to see. It may fall in a quarter, but annually we don't see that the EBITDA would go down.
Okay, and how about the expansion plan, sir?
I think the CPVC, as I told, we initially announced that the capacities will be available for sale and we will see the sales starting H2. That gets preponed by a quarter mostly. SIOP, we see the revenues from the increased volumes to come up, as we initially mentioned, from H2 onwards.
No, my question was that are we thinking to further increase our capacities, putting up more factories or?
No, so as of now, we have not done with our existing factories. We have some amount of land bank available with us, and we have certain related chemistries and thoughts in terms of our next growth into our existing facility. I think there would be some amount of capexes which would also require for making chlorine neutral as Aupuram facility. In that line, the next capex mostly would come in. But thereafter, we need to think of some geographic de-risking.
Okay. Okay. And how about the dividend payout, sir? We have a very small percentage which we pay as dividend.
So I think last year we started paying dividend after quite a number of years at 20%. And for this year, we paid an interim dividend of 10%. And there are proposals for proposals to the shed. I mean, after the board for an additional 15%. If you calculate that percentage as a percent of our net profits, last year we distributed 10% of our net profits as dividend, and we would like to do so this year as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anil Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, congratulations to all for a wonderful set of results for the quarter as well as for the year. Most of my questions have been answered. My only question here is, sir, do we expect any further reductions in doing from a quarterly basis? It's still continuing to be closer to about 20 crores a quarter. I do understand we have a gross term loan debt of about 500 crores and, you know, working capital about 300 crores. But I'm just kind of, you know, wondering if, you know, part of it will get prepaid this year, about 125 crores. So, you know, where do you see that basically settling down? And if you, you know, if we calculate, that's the first question on the interest part. The second question is, you know, that if I look at PBITs, we've done about 77, 78 crores of the total PBIT coming in from SIOP and CPVC this year. You know, assuming the expansions for both, you know, hitting in part of this year and assuming 35% plus margins, we should be able to, you know, get about 100 crores of PBIT from the specialty chemicals this year. Please do correct me if I'm wrong. But on the other hand, you know, we normally have a cycle wherein, between PVC and caustic, one of them, you know, kind of contribute reasonably well, and soda ash luckily has been consistent for us. So do you see us, you know, despite the expansion, being able to meet, you know, this year's EBITDA numbers of about 400 crores plus?
So just to take questions, you asked many questions in these two, but let me take one by one. First of all is the interest cost. As I explained, interest cost has come down to 19.5 crores, I think, if I'm not wrong, in quarter three. In quarter four, it's come to 19 crores. Next year, as an overall number, I think the number interest cost will be sub 70 crores, which would be a 55 to 60 crore reduction from this year's annual numbers.
Okay.
We really don't see any healthy treasury management would have 4 to 5% of the top line maintained as cash, and we are little above 5%. And there is a project which is undergoing, and we continue our endeavor of next year's growth as well to announce some capex once we are done with these two. Having said that, it's for us a good place to be in carrying some amount of cash from the balance sheet. Now, just to add on, we get earnings of that cash of around 7.75% to 8%. And our overall interest cost at a percentage for term loan is around 9.25% to be precise. We are having a negative carry of 1.25% for the cash we have in the balance sheet. That's around the 1 crore in the annual profit numbers.
That's insignificant.
And we don't find any reason to repay the debt. Let it go by its natural course, because our repayment is also 125 crores.
Correct.
Year from now, if we don't borrow, the interest cost will go down by 120-25 crores.
Okay.
Now, coming to your next question, the profits, I mean, at the EBITDA level, did not check the PBIT level, to be honest.
Sure.
But SIOP and CPVC put together this year, we did an EBITDA of 115 crores, Last year we did 80 crores, and next year, an annualized level, at an annualized level, we think the number should be north of 220 crores. But that's an annualized level. We will get the part benefit of that in this year as we commission and start selling our products.
Okay. And between the three commodity chemicals, you know, given the outlook that you've talked about, you know, do you see on an aggregate the three of them being able to contribute? Because, you know, this year PVC was pretty weak, except in the last quarter where we got kind of some kind of EBITDA positive. But caustic was like humongously large.
Yes.
You know, given where we are starting off on most of all the three commodities, do you see, you know, the three of them being able to contribute closer to 250 crores out of EBITDA?
No. So I'll that's a wish we have, but I'll tell you. So typically what happens is that Soda Ash roughly is a 20-22% EBITDA margin business for us. We roughly sell around 330 crores. Thankfully, the prices have been stable. Now there's a price correction of 2%. We will have a follow-up cost reduction as well. And the annualized number needs to be seen because there is a lag effect of, the price corrections of inputs.
Fair enough.
Of the annualized level, we are pretty confident to repeat that margin of 22%.
Okay.
Now coming to your question on PVC. PVC and CPVC. PVC and caustic historically has been a natural edge for the company. That's what our experience is. Okay. So of that, there is, obviously SR, which are relatively stable. So if you add these two, SR being a part of caustic and PVC and, caustic division put together, we see that the prices more or less have bottomed down. Okay, so for caustic also, it's bottomed down. PVC, I think it's bottomed down. And the prices may go up a little bit, but we don't see the prices coming back to what we were, achieving in quarter two or quarter three for caustic. Neither for PVC as we were achieving last year. What happens is that we get a reduction in the power cost as the coal prices gradually fall. And that's more or less that's already started, and we think it will further fall. So more or less, we expect across these segments the margins are more or less to be maintained, barring a quarter or two here or there, depending on the way prices move.
So when you say margins to be maintained, should I take the fourth quarter for PVC and caustic as the base margins?
So basically what I'm saying is it's very difficult to give you a guidance on the margin for the commodities this year.
True.
Because first of all is quarter four has been an aberration, as I told, for PVC also, because we did a strategic move in VCM purchase in quarter three, which we also announced upfront that there will be some benefits coming in the PVC profits next quarter, which actually is rectifying. Now, what we see is basically PVC would give us a 5-7% kind of a margin on a steady state. Caustic should give us 3-4% on a steady state, and SR should give a good considerable amount of profit on our stable level. So it would be very difficult for us to put a number. I mean, even if the quarter four prices also remain, the additional volumes coming from CPVC and SIOP in the later part of the year will take care of the price corrections, continued price corrections and stabilization of PVC and caustic prices at this level. Having said that, when we started last year, we gave a guidance that our EBITDA would be front-ended. And as you understand, our volumes are coming up in the second part of the year. This year, the profits would be more back-ended, naturally because of the additional volumes coming in the second half of the year. But we don't see any dip in our EBITDA, but we wish that with this year's number, and we wish and hope that this year's number gets topped up by the additional volumes. But with the current prices, that we don't anticipate that to happen.
Just as a complimentary to the...
There's
no question, ma'am. I'm just... As a compliment to the management, I just think even if you could maintain the EBITDA at an aggregate level, but obviously the contribution from SIOP and CPVC will increase because of the volumes, I think that will be a damn good job done, honestly. Because then it's
from 27%. Just a short answer, sir, to your question is, if there is price corrections happening, we have the advantage of the additional volumes coming in, and we think at worst, we will the price corrections will be taken care by the additional volumes.
Got that, sir. Thank you. Best of luck for the upcoming year, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of, which is a follow-up question. This is from the line of Anil Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have just one question. As of now, what would be the price of CPVC?
Around 145 to 150
per ton. Okay, so 145 rupees per kg. Is it, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and what would be the CPVC price for the import CPVC price?
So basically, see, we have a anti-dumping duty in place. However, there are certain duty circumventions which we feel is happening through amount of imports which are coming in. So, and that's where the prices are a bit lower than what the anti-dumping prices are fixed. But then the prices, import prices would be also around 1,000. Yes, please. Hello. 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 Hello.
Sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, we do not have anybody else in the queue now.
Okay.
Do you want me to make more announcements for more questions?
No, I think we can close the call. If there are no one else, is there a routine statement?
That should be good.
Sir, we have Saket Kapoor again in the queue. Can we take that question?
Yeah, you can take.
Okay. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, I just missed an interim part of the conversation. So if we take... summarize the last year, it was the contribution from the caustic and the late contribution from soda ash that compensated for the PVC segment performance. So going ahead, as we are seeing that the contribution for this year would be somewhat somber from what caustic soda contribution is, depending upon the current prices and also the scenario that is shaping up, how confident is the management that we would be able to at least match the current year's performance, because that looks a tough task going ahead if the performance from the caustic or the PVC also flattens going ahead. So how much will the increase in the contribution from the PVC and SIOP would aid to the gap that might be created from the lower performance from the commodity chemical? And also, sir, on the soda as part also, sir, you did mention that it is about only the benefit of the lower raw material prices and the margins should be maintained. This is what you alluded to.
Yeah, so for soda as, let me take one by one. For soda as, we think that the margins would be north of 20% maintained for us, given our understanding that if the prices fall and with the way the coal prices are falling and coke prices are falling, we think that we will be able to maintain the spread what we have achieved this year. Coming to CPVC and SIOP, we categorically told you that the annualized profit post our capacities coming on board would typically be north of 200 crores. Now, coming to PVC and CPVC, we really don't have an answer for your question, sir. But I can just tell you that if we don't repeat our performances, then there will be many other companies who would be even further sulking. We don't expect the prices to be at this level static for the entire year. And we also don't expect that even after the first reduction of the coal prices, that the prices of coal and our basic raw materials will also remain at this level. So what happens is in the commodities, if we are a player into B2B and we also purchase from our suppliers who are into the similar segment, what typically would happen is if the commodity prices continue to go on falling, our input costs will continue to go on falling. But unfortunately, there will be a lag effect which we have to deal with.
So just to a small point, sir, if you take only the coal price component, if you take the average of the coal prices for the last financial year and the current prices, could you quantify the difference in the cost that prevailed?
We've not worked it that way because we've just started this year. We are still closing out on the last year, to be honest. But eventually, on a hunch for the April numbers, what we see that the coal prices have come down. And when we are contracting for coal, we're seeing the coal prices even lower. So we think that the margins will be maintained even at these prices. But if it goes on following the way it happened for PVC, it may happen for other business also. But historically, we have not seen both. Having said that, in the last 10, 12 years, we have never seen both the PVC prices and the caustic prices both falling at tandem. That has never happened in the period of last 12 years.
Yes, sir. That is correct. But if you have the number for the last year coal procurement prices, sir, the average for last year?
As of now, not readily available with us. The power cost roughly would be 33% of our total, 33% of the total company's cost to top line. So obviously, that's a big chunk of our cost. If coal prices come down, so we will have a significant benefit. Apart from that, as we told that we are also looking at the opportunity of alternate sources of energy, though primarily not from a pricing aspect, it's more from an ESG aspect, but that obviously will have a fall, additional or a follow-on savings on the power cost.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. And only on the contingent liability front, sir, for many years, I think, so this note number 4 is being there for, I think, the Tamil Nadu electricity tax and also about this custom part. So anything in the resolution or there was some offer were there from the government earlier on Vishwas some scheme. So we didn't find these also fruitful. And what the ultimate path for these two line items getting cleared?
So typically for the electricity, it's a generic one. There are many companies who are into that, and it's in the Supreme Court. Okay, so we did not want to find a way into paying the taxes and not falling out from challenging because we feel that it's an industry-specific issue. Classification of classification issue on the custom for coal, I believe, that is also where we think that we have a strong case. So we really are waiting out. And today, the scenario is such as I told that we have war chest of cash. We really don't see any need to go and upfront approach the government, and we would wait for the law to take its own course.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the elaborate call, and we hope for the continuity of the same. And all the best to the team, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody, for spending time with us this evening and hearing about us and our results. I hope we've been able to clarify all the questions that you had. If anything further, you can get in touch through our IR firm. And looking forward to interacting with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Valorem Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.